You're a friend of mine when you get when you invite me out on a bit of a tour on a boat for the day. Had a wonderful day yesterday, certainly in those beautiful conditions. Went for a bit of a boat ride across Trinity Inlet and went and checked out a brand new, it's an eco-tourism venture, and interestingly, you know, using some of the local talent from Yarrabah and of course some indigenous people with respect to a fantastic concept. It's still got a little way to go. I guess they've got the first footsteps there, but setting a blueprint for the future is the Wet Tropics Sustainable Tourism Plan. It was actually launched yesterday as part of our tour, and I guess it's in recognition that tourism, the economic engine of the tropical North Queensland region, and of course with two internationally significant World Heritage areas, the rainforest and the reef, right beside each other, it truly underpins the economy, and I guess the way that we're going with respect to tourism here in the tropical north, particularly with some of the challenges and some fairly significant changes just in the last 12 months or so. Now, the newly developed ecotourism site at Hills Creek, East Trinity, it's actually run by the Mandingalbi Ancient Indigenous Tours, the Yidinji crew there, and we had a fantastic opportunity to go and check a truly unique location, and I guess the first step on the way to an ecotourism destination. Very different to anything we've had here in the tropical north, and incredibly close too. That was the amazing thing, really just across Trinity Inlet, so just a step away, but a million miles away as well. It was a fantastic experience. Now, I had the opportunity to spend some time with Scott Buchanan, the Executive Director of the Wet Tropics Management Authority, and also the CEO of TTNQ, Mark Olson, to find out a little bit more about this initiative, and I guess what it's likely to do, not just for this particular project, but other projects in tourism, using some of the Wet Tropics Authority's grounds right across the tropical north. Well, out and about on location today, and it's been a beautiful morning, checking out some of the colours, some of the scenes of tropical North Queensland that maybe many of us haven't seen. We actually took by boat across Trinity Inlet, and we've ended up at East Trinity, and a fantastic new, it's an infrastructure that I guess is just the beginning, it's just the tip of an iceberg, something that I guess is really going to grow to something quite substantial for the tropical north region. It's actually called the Mandingalbi Yidinji Ancient Rainforest Tours. Joining me this morning from Wet Tropics Management Authority, it's Scott Buchanan. Scott, great to be here, and this is really an important day with respect to the Wet Tropics Sustainable Tourism Plan. This is just the beginning of a big future, particularly with respect to a refocus on tourism.
Oh, exactly right, Murray, and good morning to you as well. Yeah, I mean, it is an important day, the release of the Sustainable Tourism Plan, but also it's done at an important place. So, you know, Mandingalbi Ancient Indigenous Tours have just established this new infrastructure, and they've got big plans to expand that. And it's all about providing jobs for the Aboriginal kids in Yarrabah. And our tourism sustainable plan is about providing a continued growth for tourism in this region and making sure that it's done in a way that protects the great assets that we have. So people come to this region because of the Great Barrier Reef and because of the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area. And, you know, this tourism plan is about establishing a framework so that not only do we protect these assets, but we also give visitors a much more in-depth experience that tells them about how unique this place is. It's World Heritage, it's a cultural landscape, it's important country.
And obviously quite a different focus with respect to tourism, you know, since the pandemic, a lot more domestic tourists. Australians have a basic understanding of Aboriginal culture. I guess it's the experiences here, you know, specifically with the Indigenous people, that will take it to a different level as well.
Well, that's right. Tourism Tropical North Queensland talk about, you know, they want visitors to come here and be custodians. So they come here, they learn about how special that place is, and they want to participate in how they can look after it. Mm. So yes, and that means our domestic tourism, but also our international tourism when they come back. We need to recognise that for the tourism industry, this is a really difficult time. They've gone through some really, like two tough years. Mm. And, you know, we don't want to be rubbing this plan in their face and saying this is what you have to do. We want to be working with them, and we want to be future focused with them, and make sure that, you know, when the tourists do come back, we can deliver the product that's going to keep people here. But not only that, when they go away, they remember this place. It sticks in their brains.
And that advocacy aspect is something that we've certainly learned today with respect to the sustainable tourism plan from Wet Tropics there, is actually having those experiences. And I think, the Great Barrier Reef is a great example of that. People go out there, experience, they go home, they tell their friends and relatives about it. That's, I guess, the type of thing that we're looking at putting together here as well. I guess connection and that real experience to take it away and be an advocate for the region.
Well, that's right. That's right. And that means that they need to hear the stories. So, that's why we're really advocating that Rainforest Aboriginal people need to be part of this tourism story and need to be able to tell that story. Because then when people go away, they've had that experience. They learn so much more about the country because they've been on country with those traditional custodians. But it's not just Indigenous tour guides. It's also our other tour guides who operate as well. And we're really keen to lift up their level of expertise. So again, it's a much more meaningful experience for visitors. And that way, as you say, people go in the boats, they've got a tour guide there because they're on their boat.
Yeah.
A lot of people can just drive into the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area. If they drive in there with someone who knows what they're talking about, the experience is just so much better. And you learn from here today. We're East Trinity. We're not far from Cairns, but we could be a million miles away from civilization. And we've had the Rainforest Aboriginal people telling us about how special this place is. It's a unique experience, and it's an experience that we're going to remember for days and days, weeks and months.
Mark Olson from TTNQ, a great experience today. But I think that's one of the things with the pivot in tourism and, of course, that change to the domestic market, more of a focus on actually having connections. And this type of project and what, Wet Tropics is talking about is more focusing on having those individual personal experiences.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So for the tourism industry at the moment, it's a tough time. You're trying to map your way out of a new situation. And a plan like the Wet Tropics Sustainable Tourism Plan, all the way out to 2031, hinges on those memorable moments. It's really about the way that people connect with places and that people connect with those places through people who have the skill and knowledge. So particularly here, where we're on the land of the Mununggalbai Yidinji with their ancient Indigenous tours, they're demonstrating what the plan is all about. Use traditional ecological knowledge, well-informed, highly skilled guides who help you understand the place that you're in, collect those stories that you can share with other people, and be ready to espouse not only the principles of sustainable tourism, but the personal connection that you make.
And, I guess it's a great opportunity. It's a part of Australia. We're all proud Australians. So in a lot of ways, actually capturing and I guess exploiting to a degree that connection to Australia that all Australians have, this is a great way of doing it and having that really personal connection to country and to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Australians are really inquisitive people. We love a story. We love a yarn. We love to get out and spend time in the Aussie bush and make a connection with a place. And when you've been connected to that place for thousands of generations, it's not surprising that there's great stories that go with it. There's an enormous amount of knowledge that goes with that place. So when you're lucky enough to walk on country with somebody who's had a long association with a place, whether it's graziers with five or six generations or traditional ecological knowledge of thousands of generations, what that means for you is you get the best of that moment, and you have what we call those little aha moments where you see two things connecting and you make that connection. You make a personal connection, you make a connection to the place. And life is all about stories, and what we love to do, whether it's through social media, face-to-face, we all love to tell a story of where we were last. And the Wet Tropics Sustainable Tourism Plan is really about harnessing the skills that's required to get those stories right, to make sure those stories connect with conservation. We want to keep these places beautiful and pristine, but we also want to inspire the next generation of travellers to say, I want to have that experience too.
Every Saturday arvo from midday on 4CA.